This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Good morning. Welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Buck, Calvin Butenoff, coming to you live from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. Join us, call or text. It's the same number, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that Jabba the Musk continues to actively ruin. You can also call and text directly via the Civic Media app. If you haven't downloaded it yet, you absolutely free, as Greg likes to say.
Glad I got you on that joke.
You can call and text directly from the app, no matter what station you're listening to across the state. We have 20 different stations.
Oh, my goodness.
I know. And as Todd Alba likes to point out, we are the only privately held radio company in Wisconsin.
Dang, that's pretty cool.
And I know.
Privately owned by a pretty cool guy, too, if you ask me.
Without a doubt. Yeah. Without a doubt. So thank you so much for joining us today. Coming up this hour, at 11:30, we're going to talk about underhanded compliments. Greg has firsthand experience with this. We've all had experience with this. So it's just interesting how different people phrase things.
Yeah.
For their underhanded compliments. We'll kick that around after the 11:30 news. We'll wrap up the show as we always do with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Today it's the Puff Puff Pass edition. It's a good one. You may want to stick around for that. We've talked about this before. The anti-fluoride people.
Yeah.
And, Bob Kennedy Jr., should he get confirmed as the head of Health and Human Services, we can pretty much assume that fluoride's going to be gone, whether you want it in your water or not. But an article in the Isthmus from Liam Burnham from earlier this month, it says anti-fluoride activists target Wisconsin cities. Now, keep in mind, fluoride in water has been around since like the late 40s.
Yeah, it's been around for a long time.
Centers for Disease Control says fluoride in the water reduces tooth decay in kids and adults by almost 25%. So this is really, really important, especially in areas where people do not have easy access to dentists.
Yeah.
So for kids in rural areas in particular, don't have a lot of access to dental care, this is an important thing. There's a growing anti-fluoridation movement in at least 9 Wisconsin municipalities last year. These include the villages of Heartland and Marshall, Amory, Lodi, Schofield, and Tomahawk, the town of Rome as well. They are talking about getting fluoride out of their drinking water. Anti-fluoride activists like one in Green Bay have filed a lawsuit against the EPA over fluoridated drinking water, saying they increasingly show up at municipal water meetings to advocate for taking fluoride out. They say it poses health risks.
Which I think people who are anti-fluoride have been around almost as long as fluoride in the water, because fluoride in the water used to be one of those tin foil hat? Yeah, like chemtrails and hollow earth, and they're putting fluoride in the water to control you.
How'd that work?
It's not true, turns out.
We have talked to a couple doctors about this.
Yes.
And you would have to ingest so much fluoride because it can have adverse health effects.
Yeah, so can anything.
In massive amounts. Even water can have adverse health effects in massive amounts.
Yes, you can. Yes.
Just plain tap water.
Just water. Just pure, wonderful, pure water. Unfluoridated.
Yeah, water. So, yes, you make a good point in that an excess of anything is going to have bad effects. But from what I understand, again, the anti-fluoride people, it's because they're concerned this could have ramifications on our health, but it would take incredible dosages.
This is another one of those things, Jane, where people just refuse to listen to the science and to the doctors, the dentists, the people who've been studying this. It's like, I remember once my cousin, I remember I was drinking a cup of coffee and I put a pack of Sweet and Low in there.
And you're going
to
die.
And she said, you know that it causes cancer, right? And I talked to my brother-in-law, who is, wait for it, a doctor. And I said, can you just clear this up for me? I mean, I don't believe it. And he goes, he said, you would have to ingest so much Sweet and Low every, I'm sorry, Sweet and Low people. I didn't mean to call you out specifically.
Just artificial sweeteners, yeah, in general.
You'd have to ingest so much of this every day to have even close to an effect, not a pack in a cup of coffee. But there are lots of scientists out there saying this. There are a lot of doctors out here saying that it's fine, but people do not want to listen because they need something to hold on to.
Well, it's the rejection of expertise.
Yes, that's where we live in now.
It's all back to the folks who are like, I do my own research, yeah, so I don't need the experts to check in on this.
What does a pediatrician know about kids?
We talked to Dr. Hanks about this at least a couple of months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the reasons why, granted, there's fluoride in some toothpastes.
Yes.
And one of the reasons why we want kids to spit out their toothpaste is so, yeah, they're not ingesting that extra fluoride.
Yeah.
But I would imagine you would have to eat 9,000 tubes of toothpaste.
I mean,
in, yeah, order again to hit the point where it's going to start some having some adverse health effects.
I can't speak to how much of fluoride would have to be ingested via toothpaste, but. And that's something we can have a doctor maybe talked about. We just ask the question, be like, hey, can you give us an idea? But it's almost like this argument, this topic specifically, fluoride in water, is sort of like a squirrels thing that we're going to be talking about more tomorrow for our first edition of 7 Minutes of Squirrels.
Yeah.
Tune in. But like, you want to take a part of that argument and say, all right, let's talk about that. Fluoride. How much can you ingest? How much shouldn't you ingest? Is it an age thing? Is it a gender thing? Is it this or that? All right, we've got our information. But they don't actually care about the science of it all.
No.
It's the tail end of that argument, which is the, because you don't know. And then it leads them into chemtrails and hollow earth and lizard people, because it's all part of the same conspiracy. So a concern for the people isn't really what it's about. It's more about just having something to hold on to. Being different from the pack, even though you're part of, even though all these people who aren't sheep believe the same stupid junk. But point is, let's have the conversation and then let's move on. Because those people who are in Wisconsin talking about big fluoride, or yeah, it's an easy thing to answer, but it won't stop them. And they're going to stay here and keep whining.
Ronnie from Horicon texting in on WAUK. Can we please worry more about getting PFAS out of our water? Or dentists are going to be pulling out a lot of teeth. Yeah, Ronnie. And that's why we're calling this, brought to you by Big Cavity. I don't understand why there's such a push for this. 855-752-4842 if you would like to join the conversation. Mark from Prairie du Sac is on the line. Good morning, Mark. Thanks for joining us. What do you want to say about this?
Good morning. Well, I moved to Madison in 1981 from Douglas County. As I said before, and I grew up out in the country, and the first dentist I visited here when I visited a Madison dentist, the hygienist goes, I'll bet you had fluoride tablets when you were a kid. And yes, I did, because we lived out in the country, and of course, you didn't have fluoridated water.
Right.
Out in the country, and so she was marking on how healthy my teeth were. I mean, it is just... because I got, you know, fairly decent teeth. I mean, that there's been other issues that I've had with them, but it certainly wasn't because I, you know, that took fluoride tablets, you know, when I was a kid, because my mother was pretty big on reading up on all the health stuff, and that's probably what our dentist told us to do, and that it is just.
So you're. I just want to clarify, Mark. So when you moved as an adult and you went to a dentist and the hygienist said, you must have had fluoride tablets as a kid because your teeth are in good shape.
Right.
Right.
You know, and because you grow, you know, you don't have fluoridated water out in the country.
Right. I mean,
because you're going from a private well, and unless there's fluoride in naturally occurring fluoride in the water, which of course there is in some water system, water that it's a naturally occurring element, and that But I've heard some of the arguments against the fluoride too, and it just
I'm
not going to be that concerned about it. I mean, that in the water.
No.
Well, right. It's like our texter said, let's do something about the PFAS. Yeah. You want to do something with our water? Let's get the poison out of our water. That'd be a good place to start. Thank you so much, Mark. Always appreciate you checking in.
I want to point out another fact, too, in Mark's discussion point. First of all, he took the fluoride. He had the good teeth because of the fluoride tablets. But also, let's go back in time to when the dentist, you know, an expert, said to Mark's mother, let's call her mama, said, hey, your kid should take fluoride tablets because there's no fluoride in this water. And she said, hey, thanks, dentist. You're an expert. I should listen to you.
What a crazy lady.
And way back in the times, too. Oh, my goodness.
She obviously didn't love her children.
No, not at all.
By listening to the expert.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr. must be angry.
855-752-4842. Richard from Waukesha on the line. Good morning, Richard. Thanks for joining us. What do you think about this?
Morning. Well, I think it's, you know, accountable either way. But when you do a scientific study, don't you, when you use age groups, don't you use all the age groups?
What do you mean, Richard? Like
one. Well, you talk about it. It's great for children. Maybe so. Probably is. But where's the age group going to be using it? And then the other age group, you know, are usually medicated, and you're adding more numbers. Isn't it a number location thing?
I'm a little confused, Richard.
I am too, Richard. And I would think, Richard, when they do a study, they have to have a control group.
Yeah.
They have a control. I mean, and this is... varies by study, I'm sure.
Yes, they might study children. They might study everybody.
They might study people only over 50.
Yeah, but they're going to state
who they're looking at.
Who they're working with, and the groups how they fall into, like.
I guess my question to you, Richard, would be: where is the evidence that fluoride has hurt parts of our population?
That's why I was talking about an age thing. I think you have to locate an age. And then the last caller just said that some places it's naturally in there. Well, then that's another number into the pile.
Well, no, fluoride isn't naturally in the water. That's added to the water, but in certain places around the country.
It occurs naturally.
Yeah, there.
I appreciate you checking in, Richard. I guess we're still a little confused by that. But thank you for joining us.
Science.
And thank you to our sponsors, Big Fluoride. we'll be right back. After this, stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Tiny ship.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Box, Sweet Cal B on the board. Coming to you from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. Join us. Call, text the same number, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that used to be Twitter. If you would like to help out the folks in Southern California, those wildfires, I heard this morning that two smaller ones have now started.
Oh, my gosh.
At least it seems like the winds have calmed down a little bit. But if you've looked at any of the pictures of the massive destruction, I mean, entire neighborhoods are completely gone. If you would like to help, go to civicmedia.us, click on the banner at the top, and we're going to link you up with an organization called Convoy of Hope. And that's one way that you can assist for the people who live in Southern California as they take, I can't imagine how long it's going to take.
I'll put that in the show notes as well.
To rebuild. But go to civicmedia.us, click on the banner at the very top. Don't forget, you can always donate to the Red Cross. And, of course, you can always donate blood.
Yes.
Go to Versity. They've got locations all over Wisconsin. And I just gave blood a couple weeks ago. It's a piece of cake.
It is.
You can do it. It's you can do it, seriously.
And there are snacks.
There are snacks. They have string cheese.
They have string cheese.
They have string cheese.
Delicious cookies.
In addition to the string cheese, you're helping someone stay alive. So that's also a plus. Although we love string cheese. Wanted to throw this out there because, once again, Wisconsin left in the dust. Wisconsin Public Radio, Joe Schultz reporting 3 Wisconsin neighbors see minimum wage increases to start the year. Minimum wage in Illinois went up to $15 an hour, up to $11.13 in Minnesota. Michigan, their minimum wage rose to $10.56 an hour in February. It goes up to $12.48. Where's Wisconsin when it comes to the minimum wage? Want to take a guess?
Let me guess. Well, at least in the Midwest, dead last.
Well, I'm just talking about amount.
Oh, $7.25?
It's 7.25.
Yep. Oh, yes. It's classic.
7.25.
Remember when they were proud of themselves for raising it to 7.25?
They were so generous.
Back when you could actually possibly have a job at 7.25, maybe back in the, 80s?
It's been the same since 2009. That's when the national minimum wage went up to 7.25.
Oh, wow.
In 2009. If the national minimum wage had kept up with inflation, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, it would have risen to about $10.84 today, which still isn't great, but it's better than 7.25.
Yeah. And now that, and people have been calling for the national minimum wage to be, they had been calling for it to be 15 for so long. That when states finally did institute 15, these same people were like, yeah, you missed the boat. It has to be 20 now. And I'm not saying that complaining. I'm saying because of cost of living, inflation, all of those things, they dragged their feet so long on doing it. So when they did 15, they're like, we did it. They're like, not good enough anymore.
Yeah, we're still behind.
Yeah, you're still behind.
And now Wisconsin's even further
behind. Oh, yeah.
Because once again, the states around us, Minnesota, Michigan, Illinois, seem to do things, I don't know, it's crazy, that their constituents actually want, as opposed to here in Wisconsin, where our legislature does what Robin Voss and Devin Lemieux want.
Which isn't much, or just is helping landowners and
themselves.
Business owners, landowners, rich people, all those things, they're definitely not helping you and me. They don't give a flying hoot.
That's not their priority.
No, absolutely not.
What did they do? What did our Wisconsin legislature, what was the first thing our Wisconsin legislature did when they came back from their 10-month vacation? Did they address poison in our water? PFAS in the water? Nope. Did they address our child care crisis?
Nope.
No. Did they do anything about hospitals or medical care?
No.
Oh, no. Their number one priority is making sure that they keep their jobs. So they... their big priority when they came back, number one out of the box, another constitutional amendment.
Yeah.
About voting.
Voter ID.
Voter ID.
And when, don't forget, when the governor said, well, in my budget, I want to make it possible for the Wisconsin people to voice for real, because right now the people can't vote on a binding referendum.
Right. Which I think would, again, I understand in some states, like California is frequently used as an example.
Yeah.
And they have, citizens can get referendum on their ballots.
Yeah.
But there are so many now. It's just opened the floodgates for them to have, referendums on your favorite crayon. I'm not sure. But it just does seem a little bit extreme.
I don't care about California. I'm talking about Wisconsin right now and the fact that Robin Voss will stand in the way of any sort of progress and letting anyone's voice being heard because he wants it his version of a representative democracy where he is the representative and it's his voice for the people.
And it's his money, too.
Yeah. And also, we can also discuss the fact that Democrats have been taken off of committees in order to... But that's a whole other power struggle thing. We can talk about that for decades.
In Wisconsin, by the way, the minimum wage for tipped workers.
Oh God.
Is $2.33 an hour. In Minnesota, tipped employees are required to be paid the $11 minimum wage for all hours worked. The minimum wage for tipped workers in Illinois is $9. In cases where they've moved minimum wage for tipped workers, this is from someone who is with a think tank. This could have some impact on where servers or other tipped workers are choosing to work. Yes. I can imagine workers moving away from Wisconsin.
Absolutely.
And we've talked before about Wisconsin is not pulling in a lot of people. We are not getting a lot of young families moving here. We're not getting a lot of younger people here. This is going to cause big problems down the road. And when we don't act on stuff like this, and all the states around us do, we are left behind.
Don't worry, Jane. Robin Voss has a plan.
Does he?
First things first, he's going to make sure that if you are retired, you know, older and already living here, you can have $75,000 is untaxed. You're welcome. Also, the biggest thing that will make Wisconsin attractive. Do you work for the state of Wisconsin? Yes. Well, you have to work 5 days in the office because that's competition right there, baby.
We have news coming up next when we return underhanded compliments. And we'll wrap it up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Today's a good one, the Puff Puff Pass edition. Stay close. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
With Gilligan, a skip or two, a millionaire and his wife, a movie star, the professor and Mary Ann, here on Gilligan's Island. So this is the tale of our castaways. They're here for a long, long time. They'll have to make the best of things. It's an uphill climb. But first mate and his skipper too will do their very best to make the others comfortable in their tropic island nest. No phone, no lights, no motor car, not a single luxury.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
I hope I look like you when I'm your age. It seems like you have lost a lot of weight.
Wait, keep that song playing.
You must have confidence to wear that dress. It's too bad that you have not had more success.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Calvinator on the board, coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. Join us. Call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Coming up around 11:51, we will wrap up the show as we always do with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Today it's the Puff Puff Pass edition. If you ever have a thing you think should not be, send it in to Greg and me at janesays@civicmedia.us. JaneSays. Jane says at civicmedia.us. You can use that email too if you have a guest suggestion. If you have a topic in your community that you think needs some light shone on it, let us know about it. We would love to know and help amplify that. Use Jane Says, JaneSays, at civicmedia.us. And if you want to yell at me, fine, send it there too. That's all good. Calvin, where did you find that song and what is the name of that song?
I'm Louis.
That song is called Backhanded Compliment by an artist named Sonny Sweeney. I've never heard it before, but I thought it was fitting.
Oh, I'm looking up the lyrics right now.
It's so good. We want to talk about underhanded compliments. We've all had them. We've all heard them. There were some great ones just in the opening of that song.
Oh, my God. I hope I look like you when I'm your age. It seems like you've lost a lot of weight.
Yeah.
This looks like also ones that may be directed towards women specifically. I think I'd like you better as a blonde.
Ooh.
Has anyone told you you look like your mom?
Oh.
I love that you don't care about how you look.
That's wow, that's way up
yeah,
there.
Yeah, those are some of the classics.
Those are, my goodness.
Yeah.
What is your favorite, or favorite's probably the wrong way to put it. What is an underhanded compliment you have been the receiver of?
What's an underhanded compliment that you still think about to this day?
And we bring this up because of a specific one that someone told to Greg.
Oh, I have two.
Oh, you have? All right.
There's
good.
Two that would. I had a boss who will remain nameless.
Okay.
And this boss, when we would have discussions on things to do, like in projects, ideas, and whatnot, and it wasn't just me. It was other people would do this. They would present ideas and thoughts. This person would sit there and go, take a little moment to ingest the information.
Here's my idea.
Yep. And they would respond with, I have a better idea. Oh, God. And you're like, pal. Like, there are 1,000 ways to say, can I, all right, cool. How about this as well? How about.
What,
like,
if we did this too?
Yeah. What, like, we, like, you have this thing, I have this thing. Like, why don't we do work together on this? But I have a better idea.
Just immediately undercuts it.
Immediately undercuts you to the point where you're like, well, why am I telling you anything at all right now? Why would I ever say anything to you? But I got a better idea. You might not, yeah. For one, and yeah. Usually this person didn't.
And what was the other one?
Oh.
Underhanded compliments, that's what we're talking about.
The good old-fashioned, that was actually a good idea. That was actually good. That word actually. Yeah. Yeah. That actually worked.
Which infers that most of your ideas are not good.
No.
But this one actually qualified as not terrible.
And it's so not terrible, actually, that I had to point it out in such a vein using specific language as if to say, good job. Don't feel too good for too long, buddy.
855-752-4842. Let's talk underhanded compliments.
I mean, you've worked in the entertainment business for a long time. I have to imagine you have a treasure trove of the things that people say, like a good pat on the back while they're also just stabbing you in the side. Yeah.
Well, again, that's actually not a bad idea. Jumps real high up to the list, yeah. On the top of the list. Yeah. That's not even subtle.
No, but when you see the face of someone who says that, you can tell they're so oblivious to the world that they have no clue that what they have said is just very hurtful.
Right.
Or infuriating.
Well, I've heard, you know, you're in a brainstorming meeting.
Yeah.
And brainstorming meetings are supposed to be freewheeling.
Yep.
Everything, you know, there's no wrong answers. You're just throwing stuff out to see what you can make work. So it's a free space.
Yes.
Right? It's a free space to, mm-hmm. to be wrong or not have a great idea.
Yes.
And I've heard more than once, well, I don't completely hate that.
Oh,
thank you.
Yeah.
Not completely. You only hate most of it.
I am okay with there are no bad ideas or there are no stupid questions. I think that frees people up to have the confidence to say what's going on. But I don't hate that idea. I'm like, well, did you hate the other ideas? Or
yeah.
What other ideas were you not a fan of? I mean, it's just, it gets my blood boiling. And when I think about it, because it's happened, like I said, those are the two specific ones. And maybe it's a problem with me, but I think everyone has those. I think it has those experiences.
855-752-4842. Underhanded compliments. What's the favorite one you've heard? Maybe not so favorite, yeah. But one that has stuck with you.
Yeah.
You'd like to shake it off, but you just can't.
No. It apparently sticks with you as we are talking about it. Right meow. I mean, it's absolutely like, I don't know. But the thing is like in those situations, it makes me become very, very aware of what I say and how I say it to people. Because I don't want people to feel like that. You know what I mean? Like, there's a nice lesson within, if you will.
Cassandra on the live stream checking in. Your ideas are always so interesting.
Oh. Oh, man, I feel that one.
That's a good one. That's a really good one.
As someone who's written comedy, when you're trying to pitch ideas, Oh my gosh. And you can tell as you're pitching them, no one likes them because no one's like looking at you. Oh, okay. Well, we'll take that consideration.
We'll consider that.
Great.
Well, that's better than saying that's a terrible idea. At least they're trying to be polite-ish.
Don't be polite to me about it, though. Like, especially when it comes to creating things. Like, if I pitch you an idea, don't just tell me no or that you hate it. If you're my boss, whatever, I can't really do much about that. But if we're in a sphere of just creativity and we're equals, don't just tell me no or that you or like, because I know immediately you don't want to.
Would you rather hear, here is why that's not going
to
work?
I would rather hear something to that vein or something to the effect of like, well, all right, what can we do with that? Because you can always work it in and create together instead of just doing the polite thing of like,
think about that.
I'll write that down. We're going to write that one down. We're going to write it down, Jane.
Never to be seen again. Calvin, can you think of any underhanded compliments that you have been the recipient of?
Well, I can't think of anything new, but I think that actually is a good one. I like, especially in college, hanging out with like friends of friends, and they're like, wow, you're actually really cool.
Yeah.
And you're like, well, thanks. I don't know what you thought of me before that.
I thought you were a mutant who had no human connections.
I didn't think I was going to like you when I first met you, but man, you're a good dude. What?
So actually is the qualifier that kills everything.
Oh, actually, yes. Yes, actually is the one that will make me just say, oh, so you really didn't believe in anything at all I was doing. Like, it's the undercutter. It's just, it immediately negates any sort of compliment for me.
Well, the one that sticks out to me, and this isn't, I guess this is very specific to what we do.
Yeah.
But I can't tell you the number of salespeople at previous jobs who would stop me in the hallway and say, I heard your show. I love that funny thing you did.
Yeah.
And I'd say, great. What was it? Oh, I don't know, but it was really funny.
Yeah.
You didn't hear it.
Yeah.
You didn't listen. You don't know what we talked about. You're just trying to give a blanket compliment like I'm not going to follow up with you on it. What did you hear that amused you? I forget, but it was really funny. Yeah. That means nothing.
You don't have to talk to me then.
Yeah, like, don't give me this fake blow.
Yeah.
You know, it's not worth it.
No, it's not worth it at all. Yeah, it's and I get that, and I've gotten that too in the world, and once again in the world of comedy. Oh, I love your like. Look, anyone who's ever done stand up knows when you have a bad set. You know.
Oh, I'm sure.
You know when you have a bad set.
Sure.
And when I say bad, I don't even mean bombing. I just mean you went up there and you didn't feel how you thought you were going to feel walking off stage.
They didn't respond the way you were.
Everybody's different. Some people have different definitions of what bombing is, but regardless. A comedian knows what bombing feels like,
yeah,
or having a bad set. When you walk off stage and someone, one of your quote-unquote colleagues, because we're all colleagues,
right,
says, great set, and you just want to be like, what were you watching then? You weren't watching me.
Yeah.
You weren't watching me not get a laugh on the opener I've been doing for a year that gets a laugh every single day. You weren't watching me.
They're trying to help, but it's not helping.
Yeah. I said, great set, buddy. Just leave me alone.
Don't say anything.
Yeah.
Liz from Saukville, listening on WAUK, underhanded compliments. You have a great golf swing for a lady.
Oh, yeah.
Ouch.
Yeah. I mean.
Ouch.
I think that counts. I think anything that's preceded by for a kid, for a lady, for this.
For someone your age.
Exactly. For someone your age, for someone your height. Like anything that it's that is not a compliment. Just be like, hey, great golf swing.
There you go. Yes.
Done. That's it.
Yes. It should be self-contained with no qualifiers.
Those other four syllables, unnecessary.
And from Chippewa Falls, a high school teacher told me, I wasn't as smart as my older sister. You love to hear that, Ann. I'm sure that just really made you feel good.
I had a teacher once just straight out tell me I wasn't smart enough for the next level of math. That's why she wasn't going to sign me. And she's like, I don't think you're smart enough to get this. So you're going to do something else.
Is she still teaching?
I don't know. Probably not. No.
And Dave from New Berlin, I don't know if this counts, but my wife will ask me what I'd like to eat. When I tell her if it's something she doesn't like, she scowls at me. So I ask her, what did you ask me for? But my husband will do that. You want to go out to dinner Friday night? And I'll say, yeah, let's go here.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, how about, and then he'll say, "What? Let's go to this place. Why don't you just say, this is where I want to go to dinner? It makes it much easier.
Jane, Dave, I think this is a totally different topic.
Okay, we're going to have a little counseling session, Dave. We'll bring a marital counselor in to straighten this out.
I want to go there. I love all your ideas on restaurants. That's a backhanded compliment.
Yeah, it is. Okay. When we return, we're going to wrap... We're going to wrap everything up.
Jane, you actually did a good job today.
It was actually not a terrible show.
No, actually not. Not really. No.
You know, you've done horrible shows. This wasn't one of them.
Calvin, not usually a fan of what you do, but today, way different. I'm so on board.
This shouldn't be a thing coming up. The Puff Puff Pass edition. Stay close. You are listening to Matt Nair on air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Buck, Dr. Slide on the board, coming to you from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. Join us, call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. And don't forget to download the Civic Media app wherever you get your apps. Look for Civic, C-I-V-I-C, Civic Media. Download the Civic Media app. It's absolutely free. You can call and text directly from that app. You can be any station across the state.
You can be anywhere in the world.
You can be anywhere in the world and use the Civic Media app. Absolutely.
That's right.
So download it today. It is completely free and we'll likely have another contest coming up.
Nice.
Text to win, statewide contest. So yeah, do it now. Subscribe to our newsletter. Subscribe to our news digest. And a lot of stuff, too, at our website, which is always being updated at civicmedia.us. Coming up on the show tomorrow, a new segment we're going to debut for the second Trump administration.
Oh, baby.
And there is going to be a lot of stuff every single day getting thrown at us. And some of it is useless distraction.
Mm-hmm.
And I call them squirrels.
Okay.
That goes back to the movie Up. Look, there's a squirrel. Bing.
Yeah.
So we're going to do a segment starting tomorrow at 10:20 called 7 Minutes of Squirrels, where we take some of the wackier things that are coming out of the White House and just spend 7 minutes on it.
Yeah.
Instead of taking it and swallowing it like the mainstream media and then running with it and covering it for an hour when there are actually things being done on the policy level that may not be getting as much attention but should.
Agreed.
So that's the whole point of the 7 minutes of squirrels. Someone said earlier, none of this is funny. I don't disagree with you. We are living in very, very serious times.
No, we're not going to say it's funny.
But I do think there is it's worth of a separation.
Yeah.
It's worth a separation. And it can always come out of that segment if it turns out some of this wacky stuff is actually going to become policy.
Okay.
So I just want to make that clarification.
All right.
It's 11:54, Calvin. That means it's time for...
This shouldn't be a thing.
Today it's the Puff Puff Pass edition, courtesy of The Independent. Adam Whitnall is the author. Headline reads, Dolphins deliberately get high on puffer fish nerve toxins by carefully chewing and passing them around. Dude.
Dolphins are kind of the worst. I used to love dolphins.
I love dolphins.
Oh, read up on dolphins. They're tyrants.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Darker side of dolphins. New segment.
You have no idea.
Dolphins are thought of as one of the most intelligent species in the animal kingdom. Experts believe they have put their ingenuity to use in the pursuit of getting a buzz. In scenes for a new documentary, young dolphins were seen carefully manipulating a certain kind of puffer fish, which, if provoked, releases a nerve toxin. Large doses of this can be deadly, but in small amounts, it's known to produce a narcotic effect, and the dolphins appeared to have landed on just the right amount.
Evolution, baby!
Carefully chewing on the puffer fish and passing it between one another. Don't bogart the puffer fish. The marine mammals then enter what seemed to be a trance-like state. A zoologist who worked on this producer, worked as a producer on the series, says this was a case of young dolphins purposely experimenting with something we know to be intoxicating. After chewing the puffer gently and passing it around, they began acting most peculiarly, hanging around with their noses at the surface as if they were fascinated by their own reflection. Dude, did you see how big my eyes are?
What if we are the sea, man? What if we are the water?
It reminds us of a craze a few years ago when people started licking toads to get a buzz. I remember that. Don't do that either.
Okay, all right.
Especially the way they hung in there in a daze afterwards. It was the most extraordinary thing to see. Scenes showing the dolphins using pufferfish will be in the second episode of this series, which first hit the airwaves in 2021.
What's the street value of this pufferfish, man? This doesn't feel good. You spiked it with something? You put some yellowfin in here?
Don't take the pink puffer.
You got that? You got that, Jane?
Don't take the pink puffer, man.
Start calling you dolphin.
Don't do it. You don't want to do it. Bad. Calvin, you got something you want to weigh in on this?
Oh, my God.
Well, maybe we could talk about this more in depth as a follow-up story, but it reminds me of there are orcas who wear salmon on their heads as hats.
Everything in the sea is just getting high.
Dudes.
Okay. Does this salmon make me look fat, man? All right. Woo!
You know all what? Right. Your head doesn't look so big with that salmon on top.
That's the best compliment I've heard all day, man. All right.
That wraps up today's episode of
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
Thank you, Greg and Calvin and all of our engineers. Without you guys, nothing works. And thank you most of all, sincerely, for calling and for texting and for listening. It absolutely means the world. I hope you find some joy today and you have the chance to share it. We have news coming up next. Todd Alba, noon to 2. Maggie Dawn, 2 to 4. Dom Salvia, 4 to 6. Pete Schwabba with Nightlight. We start again early in the morning, 6 to 8, with Pat Kreitlow and Earl Ingram right before us. Have a wonderful, wonderful day. Keep it right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We will see you tomorrow.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.